Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding shaking hands with one another. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you meet each other, receive each other with the greeting of peace, salam, meaning say salam alaikum to one another when you meet each other, and a handshake, and shake one another's hands. And when you part company, do so by seeking each other's forgiveness, meaning ask Allah to forgive the other person, right? Of course, we're going to make the reservation here that right now we're in the time of a pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, and obviously we have been recommended by medical experts to distance ourselves from one another physically and socially and avoid physical contact with one another, any kind of contact that would spread the virus from and transmit it from one person to another. Right. So, and we know that in the conduct of the Imams, alayhi wasalam, there are certain things which allude to this fact, that this is good to avoid, coming into contact with one another and in these times of sickness and illness and these kind of things. So this recommendation of shaking hands with one another, obviously this is a recommendation for a normal situation and not in the time that we're in. But shaking one's hand, it has it has good worldly and otherworldly benefits. In another tradition, the Prophet said, shake hands with each other, for verily the handshake takes away resentment. And this is, of course, the allusion to the worldly benefit of shaking a brother's hand. Imam Baqir alayhi salam also said the following, and it alludes to the otherworldly and spiritual benefits of it. When a man shakes his companion's hand, the one who holds on the longest has the greater reward than the one who lets go. This kind of alludes to the etiquette of shaking hands. Not only have we been recommended to shake one another's hand, but it tells us how to do so. Indeed, sins fall off from between them as a result of it until finally no sin remains. What a beautiful hadith. And of course, we also have to mention another reservation here, and is that we're not allowed to shake the hands of a non-mahram, a person who of the other gender whom we are not allowed to marry or who are not one of our relations. Regarding this specifically, we have certain hadiths. For example, the Holy Prophet said, verily, I do not shake hands with women. Lastu usalihul nisa. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, as for any woman whom one can marry, meaning not one's immediate relative, one must not shake her hand except from under a cloth, nor clasp her palm. Right. So I guess there's an exception to this. If it's from over a cloth, then this is permissible. It's interesting to know, one of my teachers related something. He said that one time he went to visit the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, may God's peace be upon him, and there was a woman there who wanted to kiss his hand. So the Imam, God's peace and blessings be upon him, wrapped his hand in a cloth and extended it for the woman, and the woman kissed the hand from over the cloth. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at shaking hands in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.